Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Well, we hope you're going to be on a home for Christmas. This is the Real Estate Hour. We talk about homes here on the Real Estate Hour every Sunday, live on KSRO 1350 AM. And hopefully you are in the process of getting yourself into a home, because if you start now, you're probably not going to get there unless you're a cash buyer. And maybe you have a vacant house and you could, you know, slam dunk the thing pretty quick. We can close a cash deal with a vacant house in 7 days. So there's no problem. You can't do that. And that'll be one of our subjects today about the, it seems, this rush to make the real estate transaction a one-day event. I don't know what all the big hurry is for. It's one of the largest single investments most people will make in their lifetime. And there's a lot of folks betting that they can do it all within 1 or 2 days by using blockchain and all sorts of super high-tech ways to buy a home. I think a lot of people still want a little more time to take a look at the property they're buying. That's my opinion, but a lot of people are betting they don't, and that you can do everything instantaneously and get it done. There's one commentator and observer of the real estate scene, a guy named Brad Inman, who owns Inman, or used to own Inman.com. I think he sold it out. But and his whole thing has always been, why does it take so long to buy a house? And I don't necessarily think 30 days is that long to buy a house, but maybe there are other folks out there. And a lot of the issues they have also is if you want to sell your home, they're going to have what they call iBuyers out there. And basically, I think iBuyers are a phenomena of the current real estate market. As the market cools off and homes get harder and harder to sell, the iBuyers, I think, are going to go away because they're going to want a deeper, deeper discount. You know, and, you know, a lot of folks who sell their homes, and for sale owners are notorious for this, is that they put a price out there and they get their price and they go, wow, I got my price. Hey, I feel great. Of course, if they had a realtor who had the proper marketing strategies, they probably could have gotten, you know, a whole lot more. And we usually think it's on the order of, you know, up to 10 to 15%. When the market was really hot, folks were selling their homes real quickly, and they were going, wow, I got my price. And they even paid me a little more. So, but then they didn't realize that the home down the street probably sold for $15,000 or $20,000 more than their property did. And that's always the issue when you do not put the property forth into the marketplace. And all these iBuyers don't want you to do that. They want you to call them so they can get in there, make you an offer. And I got news for you guys. They're not going to pay you market value. All right, they're not going to do that. That's not what an iBuyer does. Okay, they're discounters. They're looking to get in there. There's an old guaranteed sales program that realtors have had for years, and they basically buy it. They subtract the brokerage fee. They subtract holding costs. So you could possibly cost you up to 10% of a premium to sell this home to this iBuyer or just any investor who, you know, feels that they can get it for a cheap discount because you have to sell. But a lot of the new iBuyers are anticipating millennials will be selling because they just like the convenience. So it's going to be kind of an educational process, you know, for the iBuyers and the sellers, especially the millennial sellers, in talking to realtors about the value of the property. But I think a lot of this stuff, and, you know, we've seen it every time. Every time a hot market is existing or at its peak, there's all sorts of different models out there that come and go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I do think the tech sector is going to make it a lot quicker to get through some issues. But when it comes down to, you know, looking at the property, doing your inspections, this type of thing, granted, you could have all those done before you put the house on the market, But, you know, I don't know. I just don't feel, you know, my duty is to hand you a report and have you interpret that report. I think you need to sit down with the contractor, sit down with a pest guy, a home inspector, any number of different inspections you need for a property. And that does take some time. So, you know, if you guys want to close it real quick, you can, but it's going to cost you, I think, an exposure to the marketplace you don't wish to be in. You may not get the full lowdown on your home and all that kind of good stuff. But so we're going to chat about that. That was a nice tirade for the last. Welcome to the show, by the way. And that was...
You're awake, aren't you?
I'm awake. Yes. I'm rocking and rolling, man. I've been awake since the early morning. But it was a great night last night. I went to see the Handel's Messiah down at the Wheel Hall in Sonoma State. And it was really funny because last year we went, and after the Hallelujah Chorus, which is like, you know, one of the big epic, you know, choruses that are in Handel's Messiah, I turned around, everybody's walking out of the place. It was the most embarrassing thing because there's still another 40 minutes of the program after the Hallelujah Chorus, you know. And everybody knows what the Hallelujah Chorus is, you know, Hallelujah, nah, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's really pretty spectacular. But but it was just, so this time, and I really looked because we had these incredible seats. And they were like two seats I got. I thought they're like the last two seats that were really up close, right? They were literally boxes that, I mean, Lincoln had a box like I had. I mean, it was like I was right on the stage. Literally, I could have stepped onto the stage, Joe. It was so cool. And I had the peak seat. I'm going to put it in Facebook. I mean, it was just these incredible seats we got. And but the program is really, really great. I'm sure most people have either heard or seen. Usually they have the sing-along Messiah where everybody gets out there and belts it out, you know. But this was a choral performance, obviously, because they're singing the words of Handel's Messiah. But the, you know, just the whole the violins and this. There's this one girl, young, really girl, who was playing the trumpet section, and God, she was just a star, man. She hit it out of the park and got a huge ovation after the performance. But if you've never gone to, you know, hear the Messiah at Wheel Hall, it's just beautiful. It's a great experience. I encourage you to do so. And then tonight, I guess they're having the men's gay choir doing all holiday stuff. So that should be pretty cool, too. So Wheel Hall, great place to go. And one of the reasons we like to live in Sonoma County, because we have all these great cultural events and places to hold music and plays, all that good stuff. So give us a call if you want to chat about real estate. We do that occasionally here. And I just brought Joe down some Christmas story cookies. And I bought a little, you know, the cookie cutout thing of the major award. And Joe had no idea what it was. He's holding it upside down. He's like, "Oh, Joe, that's the lamp." Oh, the lamp. Oh, he thought it was something obscene, actually. But
it's not.
And it's not. No, come on. No, it's not. I mean, it's a major award. But anyway, so I'm going to put that on my Facebook account. But all you people who can't wait for what's the station always does the usual?
I always get these mixed up, but I'll look it up to make sure. But it's either TNT or TBS. I think TNT.
Yeah, yeah. But actually, if you have Xfinity, you can go and look under free movies, and it's there. So you can go ahead and check it out yourself early if you want to. Usually they have it on Christmas Eve, and it runs all day long or something like that, or all day into Christmas. So we're going to chat about the real estate market. There's an article that I really found fascinating by Robert Shiller. And Robert Shiller is the guy who along with Case, have the Case-Shiller Report, which has been, you know, a stalwart kind of a price index tracking.
And it's TBS, by the way.
TBS, excuse me. Yeah. That's for the Christmas story. But they've been kind of a stalwart of really tracking home prices. And he wrote an article for the New York Times, which is more a question mark than it is really an explanation of what's going on. I mean, he kind of puts this current market in hindsight. And he says there's three really big top markets that we've seen in real estate, one being the huge baby boomer, surge, which we had after obviously World War II, that's where I came from. You know, my dad came home and got married and had a family, and I was one of those kids that popped out of there. And that was back in 1949. But the housing industry, it took off. But the interesting thing about the baby boomer housing boom is that it really never crashed. And it basically set a new tier for home pricing. And we basically, and you could argue if it was really, I mean, my dad bought his house in San Mateo on the VA bill, on the veterans bill. And I think it was it $11,000, maybe, if that, you know. But all these vets came out and they could buy a house with zero down. And if you're buying a house at $11,000, guys, your payments ain't much, believe me, especially over a 30-year term. All right, it's kind of silly what it is. But in those days, my dad only made $6,000 a year. Yeah, that was his job. So, you know, when you look at how much they were bringing home and the cost of housing and everything else, it was still very affordable. So that was the big one. Then the second one, obviously, was the one we just came out of, or just lost, what, way back in 2012, around from 2000, actually around from what he thinks about 1997 to about 2008. Our bottom was like in 2012. Since 2012, we've been roaring like crazy. So we're going to come back and chat about that article, and it's more questions than it really is. When is the market going to boom or pop or whatever you want to talk about it? Plus, we'll talk about some Sonoma County. There was an article in the PD the other day about Sonoma County sales. That and your call, 636-1350, 636-1350. We'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. We'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Takes the jumper. Got it! Nailed it! Three-pointer for KD straight on. And the Warriors lead by four. A season high. 47 points for Kevin Durant.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Kevin Durant, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Hey, where were you last year? What happened to your hair? Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Bennett Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. This is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO 1350. And we're delighted to have on the show, and I forgot to introduce him at the beginning, but there's a great venue, if you haven't been there, for anybody who's interested in art, and it's probably a great repurposed building I've seen probably in Sonoma County. And we have Rami Batash on the phone. Rami, you there? Joe? I don't hear Rami. Rami, you there? What happened? He's not there. He must be there somewhere. Hold on. See if he's there. Okay, try it again. Rami, you there? Oops. Okay, we're going to have Rami call back or something. But Rami is a commercial broker here in Sonoma County, and he did a great repurposeful job on the old Fulton processing plant. And a lot of people who know Sonoma County have been here forever, especially those people who lived out in the West County that have to go by that place, have seen the transformation. Is he back on?
Not yet.
We're still trying to get him on. We have an issue with our board. Let's try that. Okay, try it again.
Is he there?
Rami, you there? Nope. What's going on, Joe?
What is going on?
Why don't we have him call back and do that?
Right.
Like I said, Rami is a commercial broker here, and I met Rami when he purchased four properties that I had up on Marquest Road, which were all like turn-of-the-century homes, and he did a fabulous job. He got in there and he was showing it to clients. He really thought it was a great deal. He ended up buying it himself. And unfortunately, he did a fabulous job of restoring these four beautiful old Victorians. But they unfortunately were lost in the fire. But before he had done those homes, he took the old Fulton processing plant, which is where they used to, you know, process chickens. And anybody who's been a long-term Sonoma County person who drove by there on a daily basis, and a lot of people living out in the Forestville River area, take River Road, and, you know, you would go by the plant, there'd be the chickens hanging out there. it was kind of gruesome, really. But what they did is he took that property and he's converted it to this great artist's conclave. If we can ever get him on the air here, he's going to tell us all about how many artists he has. Rami, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, there you go. What was our issue there?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What have you said about Fulton Crossing so far? I didn't hear.
Well, I've been talking about chickens hanging off of the scaffolding or something when they processed them. So, I mean, I was raised in Guerneville, so I've been driving by Fulton Processing forever. When I was a kid and a teenager, as we drove to Santa Rosa, we'd go by right by Fulton. There'd be the chickens hanging out there getting ready to become, fryers. But I was telling folks how you would purchase those four units that I sold up on Marquest Road. Unfortunately, those were lost in the fire, but you have this knack for taking, you know, properties and converting them into either restoring them or repurposing them. So tell us the history, and it's called Fulton Crossing. It's the right in Fulton, right by the railroad tracks there, and what you did with this property. What inspired you to do it?
Well, you know, I didn't really wake up one day and said, I'm going to go look for an old slaughterhouse, turn it into an art center. I'm in the real estate market. I look for deals that are value-add, distressed properties. And I came across this one at the time I was working with Keegan and Copen. And I keep hearing the agent talking about this chicken slaughterhouse. I'm not from the area at the time, so I didn't really know what they're talking about.
Right.
So I walked into this building that looked like it came from Hiroshima or some sort of a war zone. And I was intrigued by the building. I had no clue why, except that it was an interesting building to me. So I kept an eye on it. I kept looking at it. I figured, you know, going through time and I hear who's buying it, not, make a long story short, I end up knowing that I can get it for a good deal. So I end up buying it. Now, I didn't really have any vision for it, except that I know I got a good deal. And I know that I need to do quite a bit of cleanup.
Right.
So, and that's all I started with, is doing a cleanup. And as I did, I was working on it, artists, makers, creative people of Sonoma all started to drop in and ask me, what are you going to do? And I said, I have no idea. What do you have in mind? And they're like, well, we love to be working here. So from one thing led to another, I end up having, I started renting it to artists, to makers, small factories, right. workshops. And the vision kind of evolved over time to what it is now.
Yeah, yeah. So how many artists do you have there now?
Well, we have about 24 studios, and
wow.
some artists share studios together. So there's probably more artists than studios. And the studios vary size from like 100 square feet to 3,000
wow.
square feet.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a Rotary event there, and if you, you know, if you're looking for a really great venue, really interesting venue to have a, I don't know if you're still doing holiday parties, but if to, just to have an event where you want to make it kind of a multi, you know, cultural kind of thing, and really show off the artists of Sonoma County. It's a great venue. We had, you know, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, and it worked out so well. And you got to see, we had a lot of artists there. One of my favorite guys is Bill Gittins, who's been there for quite a while. And Bill lost most of his artwork in the fire, unfortunately. But he is there now. And then there's all sorts of really interesting artists and different type of graphics and, you know, just different type of mediums they work in. So under square footage you have, you're pretty big building there, aren't you?
Yeah, I have about almost, I would say 25,000 square feet of usable space.
Wow.
You know, the Fulton Crossing is the center, that building. But Fulton Crossing Gallery is that exhibition hall that you came in and had that event.
Right.
It's almost like the lobby of the building. It's about 4,000 square feet of open space where artists exhibit their work. Whether it's local artists that are at the center or artists from Sonoma. And every third Friday of every month, we host an open studio day in that gallery, in that exhibition hall, and where artists open their studio and visitors, the public could walk in and talk to artists and see them doing the work.
Yeah,
it's really
yeah.
an interesting event. Once in a while, we use that hall for events, and it has to be a very special, unique event. There are plenty of venues in Sonoma to go to, but this one is really special. We want it to be presented to certain events, things that could, people and events that could fit the criteria.
Right.
So it's not like open to parties on weddings,
right,
birthday,
right,
but
right.
it's just very specific events.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a, you know, the president or our Rotary Club, our incoming president, calls it a kind of a hidden treasure because people don't really know or have adventured in there to look at it. So, but what about every day of the week? Can people go in there at any time or do they have to just go on Fridays?
Well, we are open to the public Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 4, 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 4 p.m. And it's more about showing the work that the artists have exhibited. It's for people to come and look, and it's almost like visiting an art factory, and
yeah,
you see
yeah.
how people make it. So that's the idea behind it. But we are open to the public 11 to 4, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But, of course, by appointment. On our website, fultoncrossing.com, you can see all the artists and a little bit about them. You can always make an appointment to see that specific artist directly.
Okay.
Again, that's their shop, their workshop.
Sure, sure.
Free to invite anybody they want.
Okay, Robbie, we have to take a hard break for the news here, okay? So hold on for a while, okay? I want to talk to you. But we're talking with Robbie Batashi. He's the owner of the Fulton Crossing, a great art exhibit. We'll be right back after these words.
I'll be home for Christmas.
There is no agreement to fund the government beyond next Friday. Is the president still willing to shut down the government if he doesn't get the $5 billion he wants for a border wall? White House policy advisor Stephen Miller.
If it comes to it, absolutely. This is a very fundamental issue.
Miller on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer saying that there are not enough votes in either the House or the Senate for money for a border wall. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference. KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Heaviest rain of the weekend is today, 1 to 2 inches expected, high 58 inland and on the coast. A few showers overnight, low 46, 48 on the shores. Mostly sunny for tomorrow at 59, 58 in Bodega Bay. Then Tuesday, partly cloudy conditions at 61, 59 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. I want to thank Robbie Batosh, and we're going to get his information and put it on the show podcast so you can go ahead and listen to him chat about Fulton Crossing. And if you haven't been there, you've probably driven by it and wondered, what the heck is that now? And basically, like you said, it's a great artist venue for, you know, many, many artists who actually compose and do their artwork on site. And then they have, like you said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they have an open studio time. So you may want to go by there today and check it out. It's really, really a great venue, really interesting artwork. There's a large antique store there also, so it's a really, really cool venue. And like he said, they don't really, you know, have like weddings and that kind of stuff there. But if you have kind of a unique, you know, seminar you're doing or a unique program and you're looking for a equally unique venue, I can't recommend the place highly enough. It's really kind of cool. So let's talk about real estate and the real estate market. Like I said, the PD had an article that came out. I think it was probably Robert Digitale's last work. He's retiring at the first of the year from the Press Democrat. So this is written with Martin Espinoza, who will probably be taking over from him. And it's really, you know, kind of nothing new. You know, things we've been talking about. You know, the inventory seems to be, you know, even though I find it pretty pathetic how many listings we have now, according to their reporting, they're saying we have a heck of a lot more inventory than we did last year at this time. You know, last year at this time, we had like 500 listings. Now we have, I think we have, what did I have down? I left my glasses at home, folks, so I'm kind of like reading blind here. We have 795 active listings, which is, you know, when you look at a population of, like we said, of 500 and something thousand people in Sonoma County, 790 listings ain't squat. So, but they're saying it's substantially higher than what we had last year, which was about 515. You know, we've discussed that in the past, but, you know, we've talked about the medium home price drop and those kind of things. And you're going to, you know, on a, we'll kind of see where things are going. I think December is going to be, you know, a pretty bad month also when it comes to sales. Right now, the current sold listings properties as of today's date are only 116. Last year, they were close to 200. So you can see we're still having those weak sales. Now, and they kind of discuss the possibilities, you know, the kind of like post-fire bump we had and now the post-fire blues we've had. And but also the, you know, we've talked about it on the air about how the insurance is going to run out for a lot of fire victims and probably, you know, 11 to 10 months. So we should start seeing more activity as the spring market comes up from those buyers that need to, or those fire victims who are either going to start building again or sell their lots and either move out of the area or buy. So it'll be interesting to see how many, you know, we're going to have that are going to buy. You know, when you kind of look at the market over the last year, we had a big surge in purchases because of the loss of the homes in, you know, the Northeast in the area and also in Coffee Park. And you kind of wonder just what it would have been for the year without that. I mean, it could have been a disastrous year. But we'll see what's going on. But there was a really interesting article, and I posted it to my Facebook account, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. You can go to Facebook and find that. And it's written by Robert Shiller, you know, who's a Harvard professor, economic professor, and he, along with Mr. Case, put together the Case-Shiller Report, which is now owned by CoreLogic, which is another basically, you know, research firm who watches the real estate market. And his thing is that he's trying to figure out, okay, what in the wide world of sports is going on around here? And that's kind of what we're all kind of doing in Sonoma County also. We're going, okay, so, you know, we've had this run-up and that run-up, and when is it going to end? And he's trying to put his finger on it, and I've got news for you. He don't know. And he's and if this guy doesn't know, you kind of wonder who's going to really know. But he refers to it, you know, a number of markets, as we discussed when I started the show, and how we're in the third biggest boom in real estate in the country's history. And the two others were obviously the the great boom after World War II, which he stated was not really a boom because it was such a huge pent-up demand. People came back from the war, they got married, they started having kids like crazy. That's where the, you know, the biggest generation ever before the millennials was the baby boomers. I being one of those. Joe, you're a big boomer, aren't you? You are. Well, don't feel bad about it, Joe. I mean, it just means you're older.
That's. I don't feel bad about it, but yeah, you're right. We're older.
So, Joe, you're a millennial. He goes, yeah, I'm a boomer. God darn it. Anyway, but we get certain things we can't do anything about, Joe. When is our age?
You got that right.
You go back in the Wayback Machine, maybe that would help, but sorry. But that was the biggest one.
I haven't heard that phrase for a long time.
Wayback Machine? And who was that?
Oh, man, the dog.
Mr. Peabody.
Mr. Peabody, yeah.
And who was he? But there was Mr. Peabody and...
He had a kid. Yeah.
What's the kid's name?
I'm going to look it up right now.
I'm trying to...
Boy, you just hit a memory. And it's proving that I'm a baby boomer.
Yes, you are. Okay, and then we will talk about Boris and Natasha. Here we go. Natasha.
No, that was in Bullwinkle, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. But anyway, so, boy, that was a stream of consciousness moment. But the number one boom was basically, you know, is the huge run-up we had in between 1997 and 2006. People don't realize how long that period was. You know, I remember when we hit the year 2000, we had that high-tech implosion. We all said, oh, there goes the real estate market. All these high-tech jobs are going to go away. That was the beginning of how the market just took off. So, you know, it was just fueled by all sorts of things we already know about, you know, which was, you know, total speculation was the key, something you won't see in today's market. I mean, there is a certain amount of people that still flip properties, but the huge speculation of everybody buying a house and then selling it 3 months later, that type of instance, that's long gone. So he's trying to figure out just what are the causes, you know, and where it's all going. You know, the thing he's, you know, really hanging his hat on is that the low interest rates. And if you look at what happened after, you know, the crash we had, you know, those interest rates, getting the interest rates down to like in that 3%, 3.5%, 4% range, we've had that since, you know, the basically we took off back in 2012. So we've had these low interest rates, and that's, he's probably says that's the number one reason why we've had, you know, the home surge we've had is because people can buy homes, and the lower interest rates really fuels, you know, the market, because people can afford to buy homes at these prices because of the low rates. If we had the rates we had, you know, back in the boom market where we were at 6.5-7%, it would be a totally different market. Matter of fact, I think the rates would have acted as a governor on the, you know, price escalation. I think if we had like 6.5-7%, you never would have seen these prices, because quite frankly, I don't think people, we had the population that can afford it. Remember, right now, the affordability factor in Sonoma County is 1 out of 5 people can afford the medium home price. And that is probably, hopefully, going to go up, because the medium home price, as we well know, you know, kind of took it in the shorts. It was 2 months ago, it was flat year over year, then it dropped 5% last month. So we'll see what it does this month, but all indications are it's going to be going down. The million-dollar action, million-dollar market is definitely on the wane, and it's that's a seasonal issue also. But, you know, the fire, you know, the people that who are renting properties and who may say, you know what, I can't afford to rebuild my house, put the lot on the market, and then they're going to go out and eventually pull the trigger and buy, hopefully, in our area, which we hope they will do that, because we want to see those people stay here. But excuse me for my voice. So I think it wasn't a sing-along Messiah yesterday, but I was applauding and whatever. But my voice is, for some reason, is fading on me really quick here. But, you know, so you know, in Schiller, he doesn't really put his finger on what, you know, what's going on. He says, well, maybe it's the Trump effect. Maybe that's what's driving the market. And he goes, but then again, they passed the tax law, which was not a very friendly, you know, tax law for home ownership. Now, one could argue that, you know, the Great Beltway, where his support comes from, it didn't really hurt those folks at all, simply because most folks do not itemize. You know, California, the coasts are the ones who basically itemize, because we need all the help we can get because of what we're paying for. And that's taxes and insurance and your interest write-off on your loan, which are all limited right now as to what you can really write off. So he kind of talks about that. Then he's going, well, you know, so maybe it's just this simple thing, you know, that evaluation is simply driven, you know, pretty much by, you know, if somebody says your house will probably go up 5%, then everybody's thinking, okay, well, when we put on the market, we're going to just put 5% of that, which I think is kind of silly. So overall, you can read the article, you know, like I said, it's on my blog. It's on the realestatehourblog.com also. And you can see he's just kind of like, you know, just fiddle-futzing around, but he don't know. And that's kind of interesting, because I personally think if the interest rate's going to go up, then you're really going to see something hit the fan, because it's simply going to just bring so many more people out of the marketplace. That's the key for me, are the interest rates. But, you know, the market is a really interesting, dynamic creature. And, you know, I think when you read the article, you'll see there's any number of things that he refers to, but he just can't really see them adding up to a big if this happens, this will happen. There's not that in this article, but it's still an interesting read to get a man who tracks home prices for a living, and he can't figure out when it's going to go the other way. So check it out. It's on the blog, therealestatehourblog.com. It's on my Facebook account, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. And you can check that out and let me know what you think about it. You can always get a hold of me. Email mike@mikekelly.com, mike@mikekelly.com, or give me a call after the show, 707-322-8503. We're going to take a break and come back and finish up with the Real Estate Hour, and I'll try to get my voice back. Right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Markets on your mind? Thinking about your 401k? Stay in the know with KSRO. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. What's happening in the markets and why? From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Well, we hope we'll be in a home before Christmas. You can be there if you kind of got all your ducks in a row. If you've been an escrow for the last couple of weeks, you should be able to be in a home before Christmas. Hopefully you've got your contingencies removed and you were pre-approved anyway when you bought that house. All you really needed was a deposit receipt, a contract that is, a preliminary title report, and an appraisal, and you're ready to go. If you're cash, then you can just close that sucker most anytime you want to once you've satisfied your contingencies. So hopefully you will be in home before Christmas. Instead of buying all them presents, buy a house instead. We appreciate it. Make a realtor happy, and a title person, and a escrow officer, and just a whole bunch of people who work to get your real estate escrow and real estate deal closed. So we're talking about the Kay Schiller, not really Kay Schiller, but Robert J. Schiller. His report, the housing boom is already gigantic. How long can it last? He doesn't know. But he takes a couple of, you know, shots at it. And he has some great perspective on it, perspective on it, having gone through and studied these boom and bust markets before. So check it out. It's on my blog, therealestatehourblog.com, or the Facebook account, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. So we're looking at there's a move afoot, you know, to make real estate transactions real quick for some reason. And I personally, you know, don't get it. I mean, I just think there's so many pitfalls that can happen in a real estate transaction. I think a lot of these tech guys coming in look at the process, not necessarily the emotion behind it or what can go wrong with it or what is really entailed in the whole process. They think it's just a matter of getting financing and closing the deal. And they think, you know, blockchain is going to solve all that issues because it's going to have all the title issues, the funding, all that stuff in one place where you can just go to it and boom, in one day you get clearance to close the deal. So it'll be interesting to see what the future of real estate will hold in that regard. But I still think, you know, when homes are being sold every 11 years, you know, people come into the market and they don't have a clue. And I think some of the things they're promoting, which are these iBuyers where they come in and they basically, you know, make you an offer on your property before it even hits the market. And why are they doing that? Because if you put it on the market, you may get more money than they're willing to offer you. You know, and it's amazing to me how people are so inclined to take a 10, you know, 15% loss on their property to get a quick deal. I don't get it, you know, and maybe it's the frugal nature of me, but, you know, that's substantial money when you're talking $600,000 minimum home price. You know, we're talking 30 to 60 grand. Now, people, you know, I think you always need to ask yourself, how long is it going to take you to save that money? Not to earn that money. Okay, earning it is fine. I mean, but as far as saving, when's the last time you saved $30,000 to $60,000 and put it in the bank? If you do that every year, then that's fine. But if you're doing that every year, and you know how hard that can be, you know, scrimping and saving, and congratulations if you're doing that. But also, think about it if you just let that go 1 year, what that would look like. And that's what a lot of people are willing to do when it comes to selling these homes really quick. You know, I think it's foolish unless there are certain things behind it where you're going to be losing your home to foreclosure. You need a quick sale within a week or so. Then I think they have maybe a place in the industry. But remember, guys, nobody's going to come in here and pay you market value with one of these, you know, iBuyers where they come in here. Yeah, we'll give you a matter of fact, we'll give you more than market value because you got such a great house. You know, unless you've priced it so low where they can do that. There used to be a scammer guy who said he never paid a price for a home that the consumer didn't like. And that's a very, you know, foggy kind of statement. And what he would do is that he was one of these guys, he was a 100%, I think, financing guy. And he said, drop me off in any neighborhood in a community, and I'll put a deal together in the first week. And what he would do, he would look for the people that own their homes free and clear. In those days, he would go to the county recorder's office and look for any properties that did not have a note secured on it. He would go to those people, knock on their door, and he would know the values of the neighborhood, and he would offer them, and they'd been there. They had to have been in the property for like, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. And he knew what they paid for it, and he would give them a price that was maybe double what they paid for their house. And, you know, not knowing anything, these people go, wow, sure, I'll sell for that. And but the market was like, you know, 300 or 400% more. And his whole thing was that I never gave him a price they didn't want. Of course, you didn't give him a price, you know, that was what the market value, and you didn't educate him, which unfortunately realtors, we don't, you know, we have to make sure you're educated as to the market conditions, the market value, and what's going on in your neighborhood and how you can sell a property usually for more money if you put it, you know, into the MLS, get it exposed to the marketplace, have as many people as you possibly can look at it. But this guy felt, no, that was fine. And he would, you know, and then he would have him carry, he did all sorts of crazy stuff. So he had him carry paper and he'd put minimal amount down. Then he would have him go get a second on the property or a first on the property. And he would want like 30,000 of that or something. And he'd walk away out of the deal with like 30 or 40 grand. That's how we made a living. Then he quit making payments. So, you know, he was a total scammer. And there's a lot of those guys when you hear about these, you know, 100% down, or 100%, no financing, all this kind of stuff. And you can buy a home and nothing down and you get money back on the deal, all that kind of stuff. Just be careful. Or just be careful. And, you know, we should probably play our shark alert, Joe, for people, just to remind them to, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. So be careful about that. So the thank you. Here he comes. I should have played that before. Okay, that's our shark alert because there's a lot of, you know, shark alerts running out there, you know, especially during the holidays. I mean, there's all sorts of scammers trying to get your credit cards. You know, if you want to know the latest scam, if you can actually subscribe to the Sonoma County District Attorney's Office, and they'll tell you all the scams. And the latest one still going around is your Social Security number. Well, the guy you read about, the one, Joe, where the guy, he was called, some girl called him screaming, "I've been kidnapped. You got to save me, Daddy. Help me, help me, help me." And the guy hadn't talked to his daughter in a long time and thought that was her. He said, and then this voice came out and said, "We want $10,000 or we're going to kill her. So go get your money." And the guy went down to the bank, and he told the banker what was going on. And the banker, thank God, called the cops, you know, and they intercepted the guy. They said, "Did you call your daughter?" And he went, "No, I didn't call my daughter." He says, "Well, call your daughter." So he called his daughter, and she picked up the phone, and she was fine. She was in Washington somewhere. "No, I'm not, Dad. What are you talking about, Dad?" And so the guy was ready to give $10,000 to a guy here in Santa Rosa. So, boy, there's just all these different schemes. So, you know, it's like that old Bill Cosby thing about the chicken heart, you know, and he's spreading jello all over the floor because he's listening on the radio and the chicken heart's going to get him and all this stuff. And his dad walks in and he goes, "Why don't you just turn off the radio?" Sometimes you need to just not pick up that phone, you know, and especially if it's that kind of a call. Just be careful. Be careful. There's a lot of scammers out there. So we chat about the housing boom. Is it going to crash? The article in the PD has some great quotes in there. I encourage you to read that. That was done by Robert Digitale and Martin Espinoza, and I think it was a couple of days ago. But, you know, there were some interesting thoughts on there. You know, we're still in a seller's market, but less so. One could argue about that. When you look at the million-dollar property segment, you can see that there's almost 6 months supply. You know, usually, you know, a six-month supply is a balanced market when you have a six-month supply of inventory. So it's neither a buyer or a seller's market. It's interesting to note when you look at the million-dollar marketplace, how the list prices are getting more aligned with the sold prices. They're still pretty, you know, they're about 250,000 difference, but at one time it was almost up to $550,000 difference between the list price and the actual sales price. And that has to do with, you know, the old irrational exuberance, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to post all this on the blog, the realestatehourblog.com. Check it out. That's the Kay Schiller Report. I'll put these other reports on it. You can always search the Press Democrat and pull up the article on real estate. Have a great holiday season. We'll be back again next week. So we're getting closer and closer to that in the Christmas story, all that kind of stuff. Maybe we'll have next week a Christmas story trivia contest. But you have to wear an ugly sweater to enter.
We'll be right there next week.
We'll be back here. We'll talk about it. All right, have a great week. This is Mike Kelly. You want to get a hold of me? 322-8503 or mike@mikekelly.com. And then you can go to the podcast after. Look for the Ask the Expert under shows. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
And now, coming up next on KSRO, Raiders football joined in progress.